My brothers and sisters, over the years, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard someone say to me, a practicing Christian, "Father, the Lord said to me, Father, the Lord spoke to my heart and I knew I was supposed to do this. Father, the Lord revealed to me." Actually, ever since coming to presentation, so for the last 6 years, I've heard many of you say such things to me. And the vast majority of times that someone says that, I think it's real. I think it's authentic, that God is really communicating with us. And that ought not to be something rare. It ought to be expected that God lives in relationship with us. And so if we're close to Him, He's going to speak to our hearts. And I don't mean necessarily that we receive words from Him. Like that we have an actual phrase, "This is exactly what He said." But sometimes it's a light, or an inspiration, or a revelation, and we just know what He's asking of us, or what He is saying to us. I think many times people think that such things are not supposed to happen often, or it's weird if that does. That is not strange. It should not be strange. Every single one of us ought to have a living dialogue with our Heavenly Father, and with our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit. But I want to ask you this today, as we celebrate the Holy Trinity. When God does speak to you, do you know when it's the voice of God the Father? Or when it's the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ? Or if it's the Holy Spirit who's speaking to you? Because my brothers and sisters, you can. Because they are distinct persons with distinct personalities, and so their voices or their words register differently. So, for example, I was thinking back over the history of the church. When God the Father speaks to someone, His voice is a fatherly voice. And it's often a voice of wisdom or instruction or teaching. The most notable example would probably be that from the life of Catherine of Siena. There is an entire book that she wrote because she would hear the voice of God the Father in her heart and she would record what He said to her. And so, for example, things like, "Catherine, every virtue is acquired in prayer." Right? You want to become virtuous? Spend some time in prayer. Or when He said to her, "All merit is based on love." Right? The value of any action depends upon the degree of love with which you do that action. I remember one time He asked her, He said, "Catherine, do you know what the souls in heaven do above all else?" And she said, "Father, no, I don't." She said, "The souls in heaven, above all else, they pray for their loved ones on earth. Because the love that they have for them leads them to do that which is best for them. And that is to desire that they one day join them in heaven." My brothers and sisters, when our Lord Jesus Christ speaks, what does His voice sound like? It's the voice of a lover. Or it's the voice of a Savior. Or it's the voice of one who calls us to share in His mission. So I thought of the life of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who heard our Lord's voice often and again in the depths of her soul. And He would say things to her like, "My little one, will you come follow me and allow me to take you into the homes of the poor? Will you go to the streets for me to help the poor little children come off the streets?" I remember when He spoke to St. Faustina, He said to her things like, "Your heart is my heaven. Your heart is my heaven." My brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit speaks, how do we know it's the Holy Spirit? And it was interesting, I was thinking back over the course of the history of the church, I could not think of one saint who said, "The Holy Spirit said this to me." My brothers and sisters, do you ever know for sure that the Holy Spirit has given you certain words? If you do, come up to me after Mass. I want to hear them. But I would say this, in the whole history of the church, I couldn't think of a single saint who said that I received these specific words, and I think for this reason. Because the Holy Spirit is speaking to us all day long, every day. And His words aren't distinct like the Father's or the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because His words, we hear them so often, we don't even realize that He's the one speaking to us. Oftentimes we recognize it as the voice of our conscience. But our Lord Jesus Christ, He gives a title to the Holy Spirit and He says this. He says, "The Holy Spirit is the advocate." And it's important that we know that because He gives the opposite title to Satan. He says, "Satan is the accuser." And so when certain voices come to us, we say, okay, is that the advocate or is that the accuser? Is that the one who is encouraging me? Who's leading me to deeper faith and hope and love? Who's giving me confidence? Or is that the one who is discouraging me? Who is unsettling my heart? Who is leading me to not have faith or hope or love? So my brothers and sisters, when you hear a voice like this, and when you hear this, you'll be like, oh gosh, I hear that all the time. When you hear this voice, gosh, you know what? You're not good enough. You're not going to make it. You can't do it. You're not smart enough. You're not beautiful enough. That's the accuser. And that voice does not come from God. When you hear this voice, have confidence. Put your trust in God. He will sustain you. He's going to get you through this. Do not worry. Do not be afraid. That's the advocate. And my brothers and sisters, he comes to us all the time and he's trying to teach us to listen to him and so that we follow his voice. The teaching of our faith is this, that if a person is in a state of grace, that the Holy Trinity dwells in that person. So my brothers and sisters, right now, if you're sitting in this church and you are in a state of grace, and hopefully all of you are, that means that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit lives in you. And if you have the Holy Trinity living in you, isn't it to be expected that He is going to speak to your heart? And that each of the three persons are going to communicate with you. And so my brothers and sisters, we ought to develop those relationships. Now you might, in your own personal prayer life, you might right now just pray to one person of the Holy Trinity. They all desire a personal relationship with us. And so we ought to, gosh, you know what, in my prayer time, I'm going to pray to God the Father, to our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit. I want those relationships, every single one of them, to flourish in my life. And I close with this. To increase each and every relationship with the persons of the Holy Trinity, one of the greatest things we can do is turn to our Blessed Mother Mary. Because she was the perfect daughter of God the Father, the perfect mother of God the Son, and the perfect spouse of the Holy Spirit. And so she can teach us how to live in relationship with every person of the Holy Trinity.